Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. May I please have the zip code on your account?
Yes, ma'am. It's 45331.
45331?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. May I please have the first and last name?
Caleb P. Jones.
Thank you for the information. For security purposes, could you verify the shipping address?
224 East 5th Street, Greenville, Ohio, 45331.
Thank you for the information. As I look into your account, I see you have Elevir eye serum and the face cream. How can I assist you today? And I also see your account has been canceled.
Yes, it has, but it just come out of my account this morning.
On yesterday we did attempt it to bill you for the $98.99, but it declined, but the $92.90 did went through.
Yeah, I want that canceled. I don't want any of the products, man.
Okay, I do apologize. As far as the charges are valid.
Well, no, they're not. We didn't get the products, and I'm not keeping the products when they're here. I will return them. I want that $92.90 refunded back to my account.
I understand.
I need that to pay bills at the end of this month, ma'am. You don't understand. We're on a fixed income. Okay? That $92.90 is going to make me bounce my checking account.
Yes, sir. I understand, sir, but I do apologize. As far as the charges, it's nothing that we can do, sir.
Yes, there is. I've got a cancellation number for that account, TC021. It says you canceled it, and they told me yesterday that you were not going to take that money off my account, and then you did.
Yes, sir. The money was taken off the account on the 24th. So,
right. I seen it.
That was on a Wednesday.
I canceled it. I canceled it. When you told me yesterday you were not going to charge my account, I called the bank and had that card reactivated.
Did they dispute any charge?
I told them I did not want that one paid, but it was pending. And they said, well, as long as you cancel with them, they will not come back and pick it up. Well, I looked this morning. It sure did.
Okay. So what I'm asking, did you went ahead and dispute the charge with them?
Yes, I want to dispute the charge, and I want that money added back to my account.
I'm asking, did you already dispute it with your banking institution?
Yeah, it was already disputed one time, and I went ahead and told them, no, do not pay it. So what they did was canceled the card. Well, I have other bills coming off of that account that are direct pay. And if I can't direct pay them, then I have a fee to pay.
Okay. So, sir, what up?
$92.80 put back on my account today. If it's not on there today and I start bouncing card charges, I'm just going to go get a lawyer. I'm going to sue all you motherfuckers. Excuse my French. I'm sorry. I didn't say that. All parties concerned.
Okay, so, sir, what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to go ahead and what I'm going to do is I'm going to go, well, your account has already been canceled, okay? So, what I'm going to do, well, it's already been canceled. Your cancellation confirmation has already been provided. We'll go ahead and issue a refund on your account, but you'll have to call your banking institution to have them to contact us and let us know that they're going to drop the dispute. But they will have to give us a call to let us know that the dispute has been dropped. Once they give us a call, we'll go ahead and apply a full refund to the account.
I did that yesterday. They're not disputing the account. I opened the account back up.
Yes, but, sir, they still will have to give us a call. They will have to still give us a call.
Bull crap.
Okay.
That ain't right. That isn't right. Why should they have to do that?
Yes, sir, because you dispute the charge with them.
Okay, like I said, after I disputed that charge, I called you guys first. Got a cancellation. Right, because they come onto my account and put your charge on hold and contacted me by text. I disputed the charge there. They blocked the card. so it could not be taken off of. When I called you back, you gave me a cancellation, and the guy I talked to yesterday assured me that that charge would not be taken off my account. So I called my bank back and opened my car back up so it could be used again.
Yes, sir.
They're not, the bank's not disputing anything right now. You take and put that money back on there.
Yes, sir. They will have to call and verify that information to us, sir. That's the only way, only how you can get a refund, sir. They still will have to call and verify there's no dispute on the account. Once you can call them today, you don't have to be on the three-way call. They can call us separately. Once they give us a call, just let us know, hey, it's no dispute. They didn't dispute the charge. We'll be more than happy to issue the full refund back.
Well, if I don't dispute the charge, then you have all the right in the world to keep the money.
Sir, all you have to do is call. You don't have, since you say that you didn't dispute the account, just have your bank to call to verify there's no dispute on the account.
That is so silly, but whatever. As soon as my bank opens, if this is not taken care of today, I will be calling back, and I will not be real happy.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
Whatever.